USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week.
Attorney General Merrick Garland speaking regarding the warrant on former President Trump's South Florida home. The AG also saying he personally approved the decision to seek that warrant. Soaring inflation is leading more Americans to tap into their savings to make ends meet. That's according to a survey from New York Life. The life insurance company found 36% of respondents dipped into their savings during the first half of the year as inflation grips the country. The average amount was $617. Mixed bag on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 27 points, the S&P and NASDAQ losing. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Department of Justice is suing former Trump advisor Peter Navarro over his refusal to turn over private emails that he allegedly used to conduct White House business when Trump was president. Navarro is under indictment after refusing to comply with a subpoena from the January 6th committee.
I, Peter Navarro, am the only senior White House advisor in the history of this republic ever been criminally charged in this matter.
A funeral was held Thursday for late Indiana Congresswoman Jackie Walorski. The Republican was killed in a crash last week. Walorski was coming up on a decade of service in the House. LIV Golf is accusing the PGA Tour of getting Tiger Woods to criticize players who jump ship to the Saudi-backed tour. A lawsuit filed by the golfers who made the switch to LIV claims the PGA got Woods to do its bidding by suggesting they would never play in the Masters, Open, or other majors. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A small child may hold the key to solving a murder.
A 2-year-old girl is the only known witness to her dad's killing and might be the key to solving the case. Microsoft executive Jared Breitigan was viciously ambushed in Jacksonville Beach, Florida in February. He was driving home with his daughter, and cops say Jared stopped his car to move a tire blocking the road. That's when he was gunned down. Cops say the tire was left in the middle of the street to lure him out of his car. Jared's widow, Kirsten, says their daughter remembers hearing the gunshots and seeing Jared on the ground.
It breaks my heart as a mother that my own daughter, my 2-year-old, is trying to comfort me when, you know, she's one of the biggest victims in this.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
San Jose, California is seeing a mass exodus of law enforcement employees, according to the president of the San Jose Police Officers Association, Sean Pritchard. 156 officers plan to leave in the next 24 months. He told KTVU Fox 2 in San Jose that the department is in a crisis of its own.
This department is in crisis. We are experiencing our own emergency, calling 911 for help, and there is no extra help.
Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News, wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.